Good morning. Today we are going to start the topic of, can a woman give a hesped? Can she give a eulogy over somebody who passed away? And today, interestingly, we're just going to pose the question. We're not going to give any answers. That will take us into the next couple of days to start giving answers to this very important question. So, can a woman give a hesped? So we're going to go through various sources today. We'll go through four sources that talk about women's involvement in the death process, the mourning process, and as we'll see shortly, it was actually very critical and even mandated by halacha that they be involved in, even in a sort of singing, wailing way, in order to bring out the emotion of those who are there mourning the loss of somebody who passed away. So we're going to start out with the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It's Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos, Hisbonenu V'karu L'makonenot. So says Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to pay attention to what's going on and call out those who are the Mekonenot, that is female tense, those who will wail over the death. In fact, the Metzudas David says as follows, call out to those Mekonenot, Hem Hanashim. These are the women, hayodot lispod, they know how to literally give eulogies, give hespedim, ule konen al hamesim, and to do konen, we'll define that shortly, but it's a sort of singing, wailing over those who have passed away. That is source number one, a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Next, we're going to move over to Divrei Hayamim Beis, and there's a pasuk when Yoshiyahu HaMelech tragically was killed. And it says that Yirmiyahu, the Navi, he was v'yekonen Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu, v'yomru kol hasharim v'hasharat b'kino seyim al Yoshiyahu, and all those men were literally singing, but we're going to explain this shortly, the sharim and sharot. So there was men doing it, there was women doing it in their kinot over Yoshiyahu. And it continues and says that it was made into a decree, lechok al Yisrael, that this is the way that a hesped and eulogizing should be done. So what's going on in this pasuk? So the Metzudas David says, who are those sharim v'sharot, the men singing, the women singing? Eile ha-meshorerim v'ha-meshorerot, those are the meshorerim from the word sing. Men who were literally singing, or women who were singing, but it's not actually a song as in a happy singing. And he distinguishes here, it's just like it's similar to somebody who is singing something of simcha. When somebody is singing of simcha, you call them meshorer. The same thing applies. We use the same word when it is a kina and a yelala. That is a sad form of singing. That person who is leading that is called a mishorer as well. Why? Ki tochen echadam, because it's very similar, because they raise and lower their voices in order to bring out either happy or sad emotion. So effectively, they have the same or very similar function, to raise the voice, to lower the voice in a somewhat singing way. And when it's in the happy context, that's a positive singing. And when it's in the eulogy mourning context, it's obviously a more sad type of singing. The Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer brings this pasuk and says on the words Vayitnum lechok liyisrael, this was made into a chok liyisrael. What does that mean? That Chazal were koveya, they established sheyesh lidog lekina ruuya al yedei gvarim v'nashim b'chol levaya, that the proper thing to do when you have a kina, proper mourning and wailing, is to have both men and women at the levaya who are doing the kina. So that is source number two. Source number three, a Mishnah and Ksubas that says as follows, Afilu anish b'Yisrael, b'yifchot mishnei chalilim u'mekonenes, the way that we should show proper kavod to those who are passing away. The minimum is, even if somebody who is poor at the funeral, you should have two people playing the chalilim, the flutes, and at least one mekonenes, which is one woman who is wailing there. Well, we won't get into all the details because we're just trying to extrapolate from here that we see that the women were involved, and it wasn't a kol dibor that they were simply singing. It was a kina. And the fourth source is a Mishnah in Moed Katan, and it talks about what type of mourning is done during Chol HaMoed, and there it says on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim that the women are me'anot, but they are not mekonenot. What is me'anot inui? So that is when all of the women onot ke'achad, when they wail together, that would be acceptable on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim. However, kina would not be acceptable on those times, because a kina is even more sad. That is when one leads and the others respond responsively. So we see here again, whether it's inui, whether it's kina, that it was, is it proper or not on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, because those are days of Simcha, so we don't want to have full bread, kinui, at those occasions, but other occasions, certainly, and even then, even those Simcha days, you can have inui, which is all of them wailing together. It's simply kina, which is a more serious type of wailing that we should reserve for the rest of the year and not have on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. So the takeaway on all this is apparently there's some sort of wailing going on in the context of Levayas and mourning. Now, we could say that it's in that context, but on another context, but still, why isn't it kol the Isha Erva? And in fact, this is not simply that we can extrapolate from Psukim and Mishnayos and the like, but this is brought lahalacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Avos says as follows, that a hesped is kavod ames. It is the proper kavod, respect giving to somebody who passed away. The ficha kofin es hayorshim liten schar mekonenim v'ha mekonenos v'sovtim oso. Accordingly, the yorshim, those who are sitting in mourning, they have to hire and pay proper professionals who will do the kina, and it's mekonanim, or the men, and mekonanot, the women also, and they're there at the same event, men doing kina and women doing kina. That's the Rambam, and it's not only the Rambam, it's just the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Avelos. Shebemakam shirigilim lahaschir mekonanot lahaspid, chayav lahaschir mekonanot lahaspid alisha. A husband is obligated, where it's the minagam makam, if they hire mekonanot, these women who wail, to give the part of the hespedim, that's a form of eulogy, that is an obligation on the husband to do so for his deceased wife. So that strengthens the question. So how about kol b'isha erev and emir tshem? We will start going through the shitas of the meforshim, the poskim on our very issue. Can a woman give a hesped for somebody who passed away or not? Have a wonderful day.